You're listening to Security Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. Today is Wednesday, April 5th, 2006, and today's podcast catches up with Marin McDonough, Vice President of Global Marketing for Verint. Marin today speaks about the company's engagements in the video analytics and video management fields and discusses moves that the company is making to engage the critical infrastructure sector.
We're here at the Verint booth. It's Wednesday afternoon, first day of ISC.
Today. The first of which is we announced something called Nextiva Critical Infrastructure. You may remember a year ago, same place, we announced our Nextiva video management solution, and our strategy is to continue to verticalize the solution over time in markets that really require some, you know, absolutely focused and critical features that are unusual or distinct to their marketplace. So Nextiva Critical Infrastructure is really designed to address the physical security of these assets that if they went away or they were seriously debilitated, would have an impact on either national security, national economic security, and or national public health and safety. So we see this critical infrastructure security issue as huge. As you can see, although the people listening can't see it, this is a massive list of facilities at risk, from 1,800 reservoirs to 5,800 historical national buildings. We have essentially been working with customers in every one of these subsegments over the past several years to identify their really most important needs when it comes to physical security. And what we found is that there's five key things that are at issue. The first is that these critical infrastructure environments typically have these large geographically dispersed facilities with typically unmanned perimeters. They have a variety of standalone security and business and information systems. That's an issue because they lack a unified view in the event of an emergency, and that's absolutely key to what we're doing here with Nextiva Critical Infrastructure. They have very mission-critical requirements, as you can understand, of needing to have video and all the data available. So uptime and redundancy is huge and very important for them. And then last but certainly not least is the need to share intelligence across multiple organizations who are responsible for security at any one of these critical infrastructure sites.
So let's talk about how Nextiva meets those challenges.
Absolutely. What we do is we provide a base and powerful enterprise-class video management solution, and it's open. That's one of our sort of key value propositions. And so what that does is it gives us the capability to integrate a variety of security systems and subset systems and sensors, things like access control and fire and alarm to intercom and 911 communication systems. So to integrate those systems together, to combine them with the video, to overlay them with the security policies of that facility, and then as a result to activate a host of intelligent responses in the event of some sort of an emergency. And those responses could be as varied as sending video to a PDA of someone who's roaming the site facility, distributing video to a video wall in a command and control center, sending an SMS page, dropping a barrier, raising an alarm. In addition to that, there's the whole delivery of this to not just the folks who are on site, but the folks who are responsible, again, the multiple agencies. In a port, for example, Port of Houston, there's port security personnel, there's local law enforcement, there's DOT security, and then there's the Coast Guard, all of whom really need to get this unified view of what's happening at the port to assess what they need to do in terms of an emergency response. Or if it's just a false alarm, which is a huge issue in this space as well, right? The deployment of people and resources to respond to things that actually aren't mission critical. So that's really what Nextiva Critical Infrastructure is all about, the combining of this data together, the adding this level of intelligence, applying the security policies, and then the intelligent distribution of a wide array of responses.
So obviously a very hardware-intensive solution or hardware-dependent solution. When you guys are promoting this, how much do you have to partner with other manufacturers to make sure the necessary hardware that your solution talks to is installed there?
Well, I think that there's a bunch of different things. I mean, Nextiva itself is a software solution, and you're right, it's heavily dependent on hardware, but I just off-the-shelf servers as an open system, standard systems. But it's absolutely important for us to have key APIs and interconnections and interoperability between all of the key vendors that are out there. So it means we have a very robust partner program, and we're always out there trying to encourage, new integrations, finding new integrations of key systems that may not be on our list. So that interoperability is really important. It means that we have to have, really good, strong SDKs so that integrators can build custom interfaces to new systems that, we haven't anticipated before and may not see again someplace else. So, I think all of this is really about the 10 years of expertise that we bring with this, IP networking and understanding how to combine these things together and intelligently move, massive amounts of video across a network and then really distill it down to the intelligence that people need to make better decisions.
Now, the Port of Houston is one of your recent projects.
That's true.
Ongoing or?
Absolutely ongoing. I mean, the Port of Houston, they've gotten a lot of ink lately in a number of different places. They had a large grant from DHS, and as the sixth largest port in the world, I believe, right? And number one in the U.S. for foreign tonnage. They have a big issue there. They've got 25 miles of water and land perimeter to protect, and like I said, they've got a number of agencies that are involved. They've got critical transportation distribution points at the port, so they've got a very complex environment, and actually I think our, in our experience, on the cutting edge of putting together a comprehensive solution that really is focused on this interagency collaboration and intelligence.
How has the Barron system been able to solve some of their challenges? Can you talk a little bit about a case study, even though it's an ongoing project?
Sure. I think a really great example is because they've got this large water perimeter, they need to actually capture video from buoys. So our solution, again, one of our key things is the video management and then these things that we call these intelligent edge devices. So we've got wireless video encoders that sit on that buoy and that capture that data and then bring it back to the central management system to give them this comprehensive view. So, that's just one small example. We have a very sophisticated investigation management package that's part of Nextiva that gives the port the capability to sort of package up video for use at any of these other agencies. And as you can imagine, they don't all have the same capabilities because they're not running the systems themselves. So to be able to provide them with that information and it becomes a searchable database for forensic investigation in the event of an incident. So they can annotate it, they can pass it around, they can add, different sorts of data files and that sort of thing, and it becomes this sort of ongoing case that helps these agencies to collaborate together. So those are two small examples of sort of the overall solution at the port, which is much larger. I mean, they have this enterprise systems information management. They have a very a lofty goal of creating a real world-class information and security sort of architecture and infrastructure there, and we're very excited to be a part of that.
Sounds like they're trying to set themselves up to be the model on that. What else is happening these days with the Barron?
The other thing that we announced that we're very excited about, and I keep looking to my right because it's a visual aid, but we announced an intelligent IP camera today that has, what it does is it leverages all of our experience in the video encoding technology as well as analytics, and it's got embedded analytics so it can now be done at the point of capture. We think that this is a huge advance in an industry where video analytics has been sort of the promise of future, but not viable, in a broad spectrum way for a host of reasons. It's been expensive, it's been CPU processing intensive, and bandwidth intensive. So what the intelligent IP camera does, especially when it's integrated with the overall Nextiva solution, is it really provides analytics at the edge that are both affordable and practical. And we think that this type of approach is really going to accelerate the growth of video analytics in this space because it makes it affordable and viable for basically any camera anywhere as opposed to a few specialized cameras in, a particular high-risk area. So we're very excited about that.
Is it of your opinion that the intelligence at the edge is going to
systems do require some centralized processing. And I think that the ideal solution has a mix of both. The other thing that's a real advantage for us is because we're an open standard system architecture, I mean, if there's a behavior out there that somebody else has, we can easily integrate it. So it doesn't have to just be Verint provided analytics. We can, you know, we can allow our customers to choose the best of breed and then combine it with other Verint delivered analytics for the complete solution. So I think that in certain sorts of environments, the edge analytics are going to be hot, especially in this critical infrastructure, the large distributed enterprises where they've got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of cameras, and not enough people to really watch what's going on.
When we talk about analytics, I mean, obviously this started with the truly simple analytics of motion detection, and a lot going on now, whether it's, you know, wrong way, direction.
Well, yeah.
What are you finding that's really hot? I mean, what do you think are the neatest things that are coming out in terms of analytics modules and algorithms available?
You know, I think some of the retail stuff that we talked about is definitely hot. These guys are using the same video that's captured for loss prevention purposes to increase the operational efficiency and improve shopper behavior. That's hot, cutting-edge sort of stuff, and there's been a lot of interest on the part of retailers. Probably in the other markets, the other more traditional security markets, things like our Mosaic camera stitching, which provides, you know, this seamless panoramic view, again, in the critical infrastructure environments across multiple cameras and has, you know, not just the view, but you can click, you can pan, tilt, zoom the camera in that virtual view. I think that's really hot because, again, it goes back to this whole situational awareness idea of really seeing what's going on. There's motion tracking and all sorts of object detection that's happening in real time in that Mosaic panoramic view. So I think that's one. And then, you know, we see a tremendous amount of interest along the sort of virtual perimeter, virtual tripwires, object detection, you know, and these things in concert and combination, especially in transit environments. You know, we've got a broad base of subways and light rail. And so we see a tremendous amount of interest there for those combinations of behaviors. But, you know, I mean, one of the really great things about where we're at is we've got a very healthy R&D staff that's, you know, in the back office cranking out the new algorithms every day. And we're fortunate enough to have a great global customer base that's, you know, constantly saying, hey, what about this? Hey, we need this. You know, once people's imagination gets captivated about, you know, what the possibilities are and what they can do and the different things they can use video for, you know, the possibilities are really endless. So it's a very exciting piece of the business.
Writing a lot of custom algorithms, I assume?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we are a solution provider in every sense of the word. So, you know, some of this stuff is off the shelf and is horizontal.